Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Yung mission kasi talaga, Sir RJ, back then is to actually the vision is to become the Philippines to be the hub where all or worldwide maghahanap ng media buyer sa Pilipinas maghahanap. Yun yung parang ultimate na vision ni Ads Level Up at Coach Yuji back then. But initially, it was for his agency. So kasi it's a selfish reason which benefited a lot of people, a lot of businesses. Kasi him only doing one thing, he cannot scale his business. Chinismi si Coach Junji na, but really, yun yung selfish reason. But that selfish reason, sobrang dami po niyo natulungan. So like me also, I'm the first guinea pig, I'm the first student. I've been doing well as well. I have my own clients, tapos some other students as well. So that's the initial reason talaga for him to share his skill set and then train people, and then eventually after training, I can hire them. So he hired some of the students to his agency, and then he no longer need to parang to teach pa kasi tinuro na namin yan sa program. Now you have my mind and everything, you can now execute it in my agency.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning to wherever you're watching this podcast from, here in the Philippines and from all over the world, and welcome to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. In my podcast, I like to talk to the country's trailblazing pioneers and entrepreneurs and business people to learn more about how they think about doing business, what are their success secrets, what can we learn from them, what are their failures, what can we learn from them, and more importantly, what business opportunities do they see emerging in the near future. Now, let me know if there's anybody that you want me to guest here on the show. I would love to have them here. Just drop me a message. I would love to learn from them as well. At the same time, you can also follow me, RJ Ledesma, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And I also speak on the topics of innovation, entrepreneurship, and the entrepreneurial mindset. So just hit me up. I would love to speak in your conferences, in your seminars, and in your awards. Tonight, we've got a very special guest, an entrepreneur herself, and a coach of one of the fast-growing social media advertising agencies here in the Philippines. Tonight, we talked to our good friends from Ads Level Up. Ads Level Up was born with a mission of helping Filipino freelancers and entrepreneurs to level up their digital marketing skills, in particular in media buying, and realizing the potential of building a power business in the long term. That is a pretty loaded statement, and we're going to get a better understanding of what they do. Join me here right now is the head coach, one of the head coaches of Ads Level Up. Her name is Frances Cruz. Frances is an omnichannel ad strategist from the Philippines. She's been helping people build a 7 to 8 figure startup business through digital advertising and nurturing approaches in Meta and TikTok platforms. She is also an accredited digital marketing trainer of the Meta Asia Pacific region. And she's got mentored literally hundreds and hundreds of Philippine entrepreneurs through Meta's Boost Your Business program since 2018. We're very happy to have you on the show. We're actually very privileged to have you here on the show. Frances, welcome. Welcome to the RJ Ledesma Podcast.
Hello, Sir RJ. Good evening to your listeners. Napaka maulan na araw po sa ating lahat. But let's do it. Let's learn from our stories po. Good evening po.
Thanks so much. Very excited to learn from all your stories. At the same time, thanks so much to her community who are listening to us here right now. Thanks so much to the large community. Thanks so much. I just want to say hi to all of them. George Zamora, it's not coming in right now. George Zamora, Jello Bukai, Pam Garcia. Shout out to Coach Frances and Team ALU. We also have Jello Abukai. Go, 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 Madam Coach Frances. And then, yeah, shout out, Jello. Shout out ka na. And of course, Finis, Reyes Taro. Good evening, Arjun Francis. And we have over here Jake Obiena. Go, Coach Frances, ALU represent. And one more, Thelma Roluki. Yay, Gandani Coach Frances, Team ALU. Thanks so much, guys. Keep those comments coming in as we chat here tonight with Coach Frances, and hopefully she gets to share the magic of Ads Level Up with the rest of the people here right now. So Francis, let's pretend people have absolutely no clue what ads level up is. Can you laymanize? Can you say in very simple terms for people who don't know what social media marketing is, who don't know anything about social media advertising, what is ads level up all about?
Sir RJ, Ads Level Up is a program where we teach people actually from the zero knowledge to those who have idea already on how to do social media marketing. We teach them how to do digital marketing. Back then, we only started with doing Facebook ads, Instagram ads. Now, with the evolution and at the same time, yung mga needs talaga ng mga businesses, no, over time, we've learned that it's no longer just media buying. We've learned that businesses, freelancers, aspiring freelancers are also eager to learn more about the entire digital marketing in itself. But of course, yung core talaga namin is doing Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and TikTok ads. That's how it was actually created. And ano, just to share lang din po, no, Ads Level Up is really co-founded by Coach Junji Gumirian, which you've interviewed in the past.
Junji, how are you? Thanks for having, thanks for letting Francis join us here on the show.
So it was only a selfish reason back in 2020. So pandemic din to, Sir RJ. Mm. It's a pandemic brand. When he learned, I need people that I can actually rely on when it comes to doing media buying or Facebook ads. And back then, wala naman po talagang kilala pang community or kilalang program locally na makakatulong when it comes to doing media buying online. So, and magaling siya. He's already been learning in so many international programs. He has international mentors. Then, he started this. And I think I would say I'm the first guinea pig. Ako yung unang student back then. So, ako yung una niyang hinired sa team niya. And then, eventually, come in the Q3 ng 2020, he launched Ads Level Up. And that's where it all started. Now, we have about 700 students inside, and we have more than 10,000 members in our free community. So there, we teach on a regular basis. We have coaching calls, we have master classes, all related to digital marketing in the program. That's pretty much. Wow.
So it's really this is a business born out of, it's a pandemic baby, one of those pandemic baby businesses,
exactly,
which emerged during that time, and very happy to see it succeeding. But let's break down a bit more of what you were trying to say. Because I'm trying to think about, you know, before my dad, who passed away last year, would sometimes listen to the show. And sometimes some of the terminologies which we throw on the podcast, he's totally lost. Mm-hmm. So I guess one of the first ones that you were talking about is that you help people in Facebook, and you also help people with Instagram and TikTok through media buying. But what exactly do you mean when you tell people media buying?
So media buying is like someone who helped you place advertisements or paid promotions in the platforms, like so in the social media platforms. So in our case, since we do digital media buying, we place advertisements or paid promotions through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and other e-com platforms like Shopee and Lazada. So that's what we do. So in a layman's term, we're like the commercial that you see on television. We buy airtime. It's just that in social media platform, we buy data from the platforms where we target people who are more likely to buy or to get the product or services that we're selling. That's what we do.
Got that. So like for myself, I used to be a brand manager before. During the time when it was very traditional, just TV. But basically, what a media buyer does is that he's the guy who strategically plans for you where to place your ads, where it gets the most, the best product market fit, the most number of people who they can convert to using your product. That's where they place the ad. That's why you'll see them, if it's a family-oriented show, it's a safeguard, most probably.
Exactly.
If it is a female-oriented show, maybe it is a Pantene or Head & Shoulders. I work for Procter & Gamble as well. All my products I'm mentioning are coming from them. So basically, that's what you guys do, but for a digital standpoint, right? From a digital marketing standpoint. So that's, you buy people ads in Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Is that correct?
Yeah. Siguro, Sir RJ, the good thing lang about doing things digital is we're able to have analytics or the data behind the ads that we actually post or the ads that we actually publish. So it's easier for the brands, for startup businesses, for small businesses to see the performance of their ads or their promotions. Unlike before, I'm not sure how you did it on how you actually, alam mo yon, matrack mo kung anong sales from this particular TV ad or radio ad. But when it comes to doing digital, you have the data analytics behind. So makita mo din on a daily basis, how is it going? Meron bang result? pangit ba yung result? Is it too costly? So you have all the data with you behind. So that's the beauty of it. But yes, tama po kayo dun, Sir RJ. So we're targeting according to the interest of the avatar. Same with the TV. So if it's prime time, di ba? Family. So sa amin naman, more customer-centric. So if we try to target people, working professionals, age maybe between 25 to 35, this gender, this interest, that's how we actually do it.
Got it. So I guess really the difference nowadays is what we call the granularity, the amount of information that you can generate from the data, which before was delayed, but now it's almost like real time when you can generate the data that you need to do. And that's why you're able to move fast because the data comes to you much quicker. And at the same time, it's really sub-segmented already by this time. You can really see each of the segments coming out when you do social media marketing. And we're going to go back to that later on, and we're going to discuss a bit more of the principles behind it. But for those who are here listening right now, so Ads Level Up is basically it's a coaching community, right? But it's also a business at the same time. And as I was talking to you earlier on, Francis, offline, the way that I would like to think about Ads Level Up, it's technically like what I do for Mercado Central, right? So like in Mercado Central, I am a small food business incubator. So I gather a lot of small businesses so that they can do, and then we teach them, we mentor them, so that they can do business in our markets and grow from there, right? And do I understand correctly? It's almost the same thing like Ads Level Up. Gather together potential media buyers, people who could be digital marketing strategists or ad buyers. You train them with their skill set, and then eventually they become their own set of media buying entrepreneurs. Is that correct?
Yes, actually realizing it, we are actually creating solopreneurs, no? Kasi,
solopreneurs, solopreneurs, okay.
Yeah, Sir RJ, most of our students are freelancers and business owners as well. So since the program is actually teaching the student to scale the business, so it's either your business as a business owner or a freelancer who wants to help another business. So realizing nga dun sa discussion natin a while ago, we are actually teaching someone to become a solopreneur because a freelancer is technically having his or her clients. So business got to start. And then if it grows, you become an agency, which is technically a bigger, like a business din talaga. So that's how we
from a solopreneur, you become an entrepreneur owning a company, an agency. Okay.
Yes, yes. So that's how we actually position it. And we have so many students who actually have transitioned from being a solo freelancer to becoming an agency simply because they want to scale it. So the more they want to scale it, the more clients na nagka-come in dun sa kanila or pumupunta sa kanila to have their help, then more people or at least have structure to help them talaga to scale the other businesses. So yes, we're like your Mercato.
Got that. And I like it because it's a business with an advocacy. I mean, it's profitable, but at the same time, it still helps other people. It's still purposeful and meaningful. And I think that's very, very important, especially for Gen Zs, that you align yourselves with a business that you know, it's a good business, but it also helps other people at the same time. I just want to thank Joyce Zamora over here in the chat box, saying he's a Mercado Central baby here. Maraming salamat, George Zamora, for supporting Mercado Central. Really appreciate the support. Every time you support us, you're not just supporting us, you're helping support the dreams of our food entrepreneurs at the same time. So over here, what I understand, Frances, is that in Ads Level Up, it's not just the teaching that you provide, but you actually provide a mentorship community or a community for the people who go through that. Tell us a bit more about that one.
So the program includes, we actually have two communities. So we have the free community where hindi pa po namin students can actually access some of our master classes. It's all for free. So on a regular basis, we invite experts or practitioners in the digital marketing industry. And then they teach their strategies, the working strategies at the moment with the businesses that they're working with. And we share the information to the community. Now, with the paid program, where exactly our students are, we have a regular mentoring. We have access to 4 mentors. Actually, we categorize the mentorship. So we've categorize the level of understanding and skills set that they have. So we have a level 1 mentor where basically if you have no knowledge at all, no knowledge with digital marketing, no knowledge with Facebook ads or media buying. And then once you go through the assessment, you jump to the next level, levels 2 and 3, where we call them practitioners.
I see.
The qualifier would be dun sa levels 2 and 3, you should have a client, you're able to help your client already, and you have a working case study. So meaning to say,
that can also be your business. Your client can be your own business. Okay.
Exactly. So may naging result na. Now, if medyo hindi ka pa okay or comfortable, you can go back to level 1 and our mentor there will help you actually parang tanggalin yung fear. No, usually we address yung fear dun sa first level. We address the fear na kaya ko bang mag-provide ng results? Kaya ko ba itong gawin sa business ko? Kaya ko ba itong gawin sa business ng iba? So we put structure and the mindset of being an ads level up media buyer. So that's the stage 1. So that's how we do it. And then regularly they can access their mentors. And then on a weekly basis, we have live events as well. We have coaching call exclusively done by either me or Coach Junji, and master classes again by another expert from the outside of the community. So that's basically everything. And then we also do some pocket special master classes to address naman po yung concerns ng specific, for example, specific group dun sa loob ng community. So for example, we've had freelance special master classes for those who are starting to become a freelancer. And then we have also special master classes for existing business owners because we have, I think we have about 30% or 40% na students namin, mga negosyante po talaga. So that's how we do it there.
I got that. So really, the business model is to educate a lot more people to become their own entrepreneurs. And I'm just very curious with regard to the business model because, I mean, it's very nice that Coach Junji was a bit more generous with his skill set, because the other way around is that I'll be selfish with it, because why will I teach other people? They won't need me anymore. So that being the case, no, I want to know what's the secret sauce? Why did the coach say that it's okay for me to share the skills? What, because if he gives it all away, what's left with him? But help me understand better, what is sort of the model that you were saying, that it's okay for me to teach other people because it's going to benefit me in the end, or it's going to benefit all of us in the end?
Yung mission kasi talaga, Sir RJ, back then is to actually the vision is to become the Philippines to be the hub where all worldwide maghahanap ng media buyer, sa Pilipinas maghahanap. Yun yung parang ultimate na vision ni Ads Level Up at Coach RJ back then. But initially, it was for his agency. So, kasi it's a selfish reason which benefited a lot of people, a lot of businesses. Kasi him only doing one thing, he cannot scale his business. Chinisme si Coach Junji na, but really, yun yung selfish reason. But that selfish reason, sobrang dami po niyang natulungan. So, like me also, I would say I'm the first guinea pig, I'm the first student. I've been doing well. I have my own clients, tapos some other students as well. So that's the initial reason talaga for him to share his skill set and then train people, and then eventually after training, I can hire them. So he hired some of the students to his agency. Okay. And then he no longer need to parang to teach pa kasi tinuro na namin yan sa program. Now you have my mind and everything. You can now execute it in my agency. So ganun lang siya nag-start until such dumami yung students, dumami yung mga business owners na po sumasama dahil na-rescale din yung businesses nila. That's how it started po talaga. Until such na na-realize na, okay, dumadami na tayo, what's next? Then we hired, or we actually, from the pool of students, we asked them who can step up to be the mentor. So we identified mentors from the pool of students din. Kasi they already have their agency as well, they've had good case studies. So, ganun po siya talaga nag-start. Sa selfish reason ni Coach Jinji.
But eventually, it turned out to be it became very altruistic in the end. You never know how things turn out for you. But question, what's the business? I mean, let's just talk a bit more about the business model until we start talking about social media marketing, because I also want people to better understand, you know, when you put up a business, it also has to be able to make money, right?
So, correct.
So for Ads Level Up, the business model, basically how the company makes money is through education or
enrollment.
Education. Is that correct?
Enrollment. Mm-hmm. We have enrollments. Back then, sir, so we started with a warm network. I believe we initially posted it online with no other marketing efforts but the warm network we have. So we only have a couple of students. And then when Coach Junji was able to validate yung offer, was able to validate, this program or these modules are working, then we started also using paid ads. So So since we're teaching doing ads, we also use ads back then in 2020 and 2021 to gather more leads for the program. And then we just, we qualify lang din kasi po syempre the program is already also paid. So we have to qualify our audience or our students. And then ganun lang po siya. So from like the warm network that we have, we shared it through posting through Facebook, through Instagram. And then when the offer was validated or the program is really okay, doing well, we ran paid ads to cold market or to strangers online through Facebook and Instagram. And then we have leads coming in and then we have students enrolling. So that's how the business is actually generating income through enrollments po talaga. So on a monthly basis, at the moment, we're 24/7. We're doing evergreen. Wow. We're open 24/7. But now we're trying to restructure the program. Baka magsarado kami for a while just to give more value. Magpa-planning po kami for Q4. But now, 24/7, anytime pwede mag-enroll. So, yun po yung ginagawa namin. That's why it keeps on moving. Income is still coming in dahil 24/7 yung enrollment po.
Got that. So, it's like there's both asymmetric classes, yung asynchronous classes and synchronous classes, right?
Yes, yes. Oh. Also, Sir RJ, also, Sir RJ, since this is online, so we are also able to touch Filipinos who are living abroad.
I see.
We have students from Dubai, from UK, from New Zealand. They're also learning, so they can also add up additional income. So parang pangdagdag side hustles. Some of the students went back home kasi they're earning na yung kinikita nila sa abroad dito by doing media buying. So it's also creating livelihood. So may mga napapauwi kaming OFWs or some actually paid off their debts during pandemic through this skill, through this offer po talaga.
That's a really great offer. Mm-hmm. Let's share a bit more about the offer here right now. But before everything else, I like this one from Glyza Nugit Caramonte there in the chat box. Grabe! Francis, where the crew, sobrang ganda. Thank you for having her. Arjuna Desma, Francis. Which Francis, ang dami mong fans dito ngayon, no? Are representing over here. Okay. Mm-hmm. While we're doing this one, can we please show, for the people coming here learning about ads develop for the first time, Zeke, can you please show right now the website that they have? Is that correct? It's www.adslevelup.com, especially for those just listening to us on the podcast. That's www.adslevelup.com. Tell us a bit more about what you can find here on the website, Francis.
Okay. So website po, if you want to learn more about Ads Level Up, in the website, you'll find how it actually started in a bit. And then usually it's mostly Coach Junji sharing the news about this program. We have student testimonials as well. So all of the social proof that the program is actually validated and the program helped them help other people or other businesses. It also discusses a bit of the outline, ano ba yung expectations sa loob ng program din natin. So, all in and dyan. We also have the mentors. I believe we've included all the mentors din po dun sa website natin. So, yeah, pretty much it. So, if they want to enroll, just go to that website and then click the enroll button. So,
got that. And what is the price of the investment for this one, Francis?
Hindi pala kabisado, no? So, at the moment, we're, I think, at 20,000 pesos. It's a subscription for a year. So subscription meaning they can access the updated pre-recorded modules in our portal. We have our own e-learning portal. And then the subscription to the mentoring and the coaching in the exclusive community. So that's what they would usually get from that subscription. So it's 1 year. Sobrang bilis nga daw po mag-ROI to others because 20,000 pesos, and then you have, if you're able to get a client in a matter of a month or maybe half a year, you'll be able to have their ROI already. So, ayan.
So that's Francis, Coach Francis, Facebook Ads Coach. And we've got other coaches here as well on the platform. This is Junji, who teaches business and TikTok, and he also has his own product, Juju Glow.
Exactly, yes. Juju Color.
Juju Collagen. And then I want to ask another question. So right now you have this one, but I know that you also have a Facebook community. Can we show their Facebook community here right now, Zeke? The Facebook community that you shared with us earlier on, before we came on the podcast. That's the free community, is that right?
That's the free community, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So what can people do in the free community when they enter the free community?
In the free community, we share the monthly masterclasses. Usually, monthly masterclasses, we invite guest experts from the digital marketing industry. Practitioners din po sila. So we invite them and then teach the best working strategies for the business or for the industry. And then we have a guide section where we also included at least the basics of doing Facebook ads. So meron po kami dyan na, just a certain section where they can also learn. And entrepreneurs, freelancers, even agents can actually post questions. And some of our leaders and mentors would usually answer it for free. So we're trying to create a conversation or like a community of like a safe space community for people who are also learning media buying. So pwede po magtanong ng questions, ask for experts' opinion dun sa loob ng community.
Got that. For those who are listening to the show and you want to be able to access this Facebook page, that's www.facebook.com/groups/AdsMasterclass by Ads Level Up. Again, that's Ads Masterclass by Ads Level Up, or you can also find the link in the comment section here on the Facebook Live of Arjun Adesma podcast. So having said all that, Francis, we've given people more or less an idea of what you guys do in Ads Level Up. But as we spoke earlier on, maybe, you know, like for me as a business owner, I'm very happy to say that I'm doing this one because I've actually enrolled both my brand manager with the program. And also my own personal, my executive assistant to enroll her for my purposes, for me to be able to improve the ads for Arjun Adesma as a host, as a speaker, right? And there's always what we call, you know, sort of like, what's the methodology or sort of like the pillars? What should we understand as people, as entrepreneurs or as people doing ads? What are the basic pillars that you want us to know when we start off with digital marketing? For many of us, let's say again, from scratch, what do you want us to know?
Sir RJ, it's easy actually to just run ads or boost any ads online, especially on Facebook and Instagram, where the platforms are actually readily giving us the button to just boost the post. But in Ads Level Up, we teach the students or the entrepreneurs to use the Ads Manager platform. But aside from doing the technicalities, Ads Level Up actually has this core or formula. We call it the 4+1 formula. So sa 4+1 formula, ito yung mga important pillars for a business to actually make it there. So if your business has like specifics on what kind of business do you have, so that's business type, what is the specific objective that you're trying to do for your business? Because a lot of startups usually, gusto namin talaga bumenta. But specifically, what do you want to happen in your business? So there are different marketing objectives. Maybe you want some leads. Maybe you want some purchases. Maybe you want some attendees. Maybe you want some sign-ups. So just define it. And one of the most important things is, do you have the assets? So the third important pillar is, do you have the assets? Assets pertaining to, do you have photos? Do you have videos? Do you have social proof? No, if you're a product type of business, do you have social proof telling that your product is good? If you're a service-based business, do you have people telling that the experience is very good, is quality as well? And then do you have a good or at least working sales process? So that's the fourth pillar. So ano ba yung nag-work na sales process? Are you able to establish a good follow-up system? Are you able to establish do you have an optimized landing page or website for when you drive traffic? It's easy for people to access it, to navigate it, something like that. And the most important thing that we teach is the offer. Do you have an irresistible offer for your business? Para sa audience mo or sa target customer mo, like what's in it for them to buy your service or your product? So that's the core pillar that we teach, the 4+1 strategy or the 4+1 formula. If you have that, plus the other things that we're teaching inside the program or the community, then there's a possible talaga that you're able to scale your business or scale someone's business. So yun yung core, 4+1. So the business type, identify what type of business, what is your marketing objective, do you have your assets ready, do you have a sales process in place, and do you have an irresistible offer? So yeah.
Got that. And that cuts across all the different regions. Okay.
Correct. So, you can use this, sir, sa Facebook, Instagram, in any types of business as well. By having this core, this 4+1 core, you can eventually create a strategy na paano mag-work to dun sa business mo. So yes, any type of platform, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and others.
Well, if that's the case in your coach, I hope you mind, let's do some mentoring here live, like live right now. I'll introduce my product and let's see if we can iterate and figure out how things work for me. So for example, for me, my business is Mercato Central, and we are a small food business incubator. So basically, we help small food businesses grow. And I have two sets of clients, right? First of all, I'm a B2B or a business-to-business because my first job is to recruit smaller food entrepreneurs, home-based entrepreneurs, people growing their businesses, aspiring food entrepreneurs, to join my market. So that's my B2B, right? But my business to consumer is that I want to bring people who are going to visit my marketplace to consume the products, to patronize the products of my B2B. So if that's the case now, so those are the two different sets of markets which I have. How would you suggest we go? Help me better understand. Let's go through the 4+1 for each one of that one, so we can demonstrate to the others. And it's also great learning for me at the same time.
So I would do it separately. So we'll have a different strategy for the B2B side and the B2C side. Since for the B2B, you're trying to look for leads or businesses as well joining your Mercato. So you have a different type of objective as well doon since you're doing lead generation. Whereas doon sa kabila naman, you're asking people to go to the site or to go to the Mercato event.
Halimbawa, physically, di ba?
Physically. So you need traffic. Then you have another objective doon. You want awareness, but at the same time, you want them to go there. And how can you validate that, oh, nanggaling to sa Facebook ad namin. So if I were to create a strategy for those, for the B2C, for the business to consumer, I would run an ad, but with the offer that when they go there, they'll probably have, I don't know, 10% discount in all of the stalls, and just show this particular voucher or show this particular ad so that you'll know that, oh, this came from the ad. So from business type, that B2C, and then marketing objective to go push traffic, drive more traffic. And then what assets do you need? So you need to have assets like, saan ba tong lugar na to? If you've already set up, have experience setting up in this particular location, maybe show some photos. This is how Mercato looks like. This is what they'll be expecting. Maybe also feature businesses joining the Mercato. Anong types ng food yung meron doon? Anong types na experience yung makukuha nila doon? And if you have interviews also of the business owners where they can also like a bit present sa audience or sa target audience mo yung mga products or foods na available. And then sales process, how would they do it? How do you usually have your Mercato? Is it it's open publicly, tama po?
It's open publicly. That's
open
right.
Publicly. So usually people the customers will just go to the Mercato during that particular period of time, right? Yes. Ganun lang sa mangyayari. So maybe, I don't know if you can add up some, like, maybe ticketing system could be. It's one. Just to track the results of your...
Just to validate the irresistible offer that you put over
correct,
there.
Correct, correct. So, like, you can create... maybe you have an experience.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Maybe you want to sell an experience. For example, maybe when they go to Mercato, there's a booth where they can register. You have leads now. You have email list. You have customer list. You can create your customer list. And then they can get a card where they can have stamps and then they get rewards. You can also do that. Just to let you track sino ba'y nanggaling sa ads? Sino ba'y nanggaling sa online? Who just walked in, parang ganun. Now, for the B2B naman, if I were to strategize, since you want leads, then I will focus more on the assets. I will ask my previous, ano po bang tawag sa nila? Previous businesses that worked with you or that
previous joined merchants, your or current merchants.
Yeah, previous merchants to have testimonials. Because really, the only way for you to validate their experience as merchants, if it's working for them or if they've earned or at least or if they've generated sales, sila po yung better to speak. Plus you, because you're also a personality, you know. So, but you have, if you have a merchant who can speak for Mercato, that's better. Kasi at least they know that, oh, I'm talking to another merchant, this had happened. So you can also do that. And then, what's in it for the merchants to join Mercato? So, for example, do you have good location? You can also position, we're giving you this size of space. Mm-hmm. We're open this time to this time. Our target audience or probably target customers going in is our working professionals. So they have money. They have money to spend, but they also want to try new food if they want to join in. So something like that. Plus, what's in it for them? What's your offer to them? Do they get, I don't know, do they get a percentage or something? If you offer that kind of setup with them or deal with them, or do they get a discount on the next Mercato event? Say, for example, if they lease you for a couple of days or pag nag-join pa ka pa sa amin next time, probably less than X percent mm-hmm. off or less than X thousand yung pwesto mo, pwedeng ganun. Or pwede rin po na you offer them like a longer period of time of partnership. Say, if you buy in 6 months of joining or like 6 events or 6 locations, this is a certain amount that you can offer to them versus if they only buy or if they join for only one. I don't know, maybe yun yung mga ideas that I think, I'm not sure if you're offering it, but that's how I would position it so that it's more of like ano yung makukuha ko from Mercato rather than Mercato is getting from me. I mean, just got to entice.
Really great because it becomes customer centric rather than business centric.
Yeah. Exactly.
Guys, did you like what you said? I mean, I want to give a round of applause. That was really great. I mean, on the spot, but that just showcases the coaching abilities and there's a lot of great insights which I gained from over there. We've got comments coming in from over here, Jose Martin Casiliano, saying a lot of valuable insights. Heart. Thanks so much, Jose Martin Castellanos, for the comment. And we also have over here, George again. Thanks so much, George Zamora, former merchant. Thanks so much for being part of the Mercato experience. And hopefully, with a little tweaking and the advice that you shared here right now, I'll bring back to my brand manager over there and see how we can further improve that. At least now, Francis, I got access to you and I can talk to you personally.
Yeah, of course.
Right, that's the benefit of hosting a podcast like this. You get direct connections to some great coaches over here. We actually have some questions coming in here from the audience. I hope you don't mind. Let's answer some of them over here. From Avi Eliazar, she sent a message at 6:26. Paano po kapag nag-enroll, meron po bang one-on-one consultation para maayos yung campaign?
Actually, wala kaming one-on-one consultation per se. We're not selling a one-on-one consultation. What we do, we have a feature inside the program where the student can actually apply for a 360 ad account audit. So we call it AAA audit. AAA, so it's like ad account audit. So basically, the student will have booked consultations with either one or all of the mentors if they're available. And then they need to submit certain requirements like documents within that particular consultation so that we can also check first ano ba yung problema muna. So when we do the consultation, we already have the answers or we already have our parang mga strategies that we can help to them. So may ganun siya, but it's inside, but it's not what we're selling really. So but we still do one-on-one consult through the AAA request.
Got that. Thanks so much. Another question from my good friend, Adi Flores. Adi's comment, the first one at 631. Aside from the master classes in ads and sales processes, are you selling a subscription to a customized web page? And I'll give you the part two. Part two, the 634 comment. Or to a customized website or a website for a customized website that collects contact information for customer follow-up. We sort of talked about this earlier on. Yeah. This is like your landing page, right? Can you explain a bit more?
Thank you, Adi, for the question. Ads Develop don't actually include a subscription to a customized web page. However, with one of our master classes where we invited one of the experts when it comes to conversion designed landing page, he actually shared the best, the important features or the important elements in a highly converting landing page. So it's still inside the program. So we don't sell it, but we kind of teach the students on how they can optimize, on how they can improve their landing pages instead of us just feeding or just selling. So tuturuan pa rin namin kayo, here are the important elements. So we have a masterclass, I believe. It's still available. Even in the free community, it's still available, if I'm not mistaken. So Adi, you can join. Oh, di ba nagpa-join? You can join and then find the landing page masterclass because we already teach, we already taught that inside the program.
Got that. And again, I have here from Victor Renato Cruz. Congratulations, Francis. And same comment from him. Thank you, RJ, so much for having Francis. It's a pleasure to have her over here. I'm learning a lot, just like the rest of you over here. Now, Francis, we talked about the general 4+1 formula. But I know that there are also some, you know, idiosyncrasies or best practices for each of the different platforms. Briefly, give us sort of like what are the best practices to know when we start off doing Facebook and then Instagram and TikTok. And what we're seeing right now here in the Philippines is that I had a last niche education class, you know, in my other hat as an editor in chief. It's right now Facebook closely followed by TikTok as being the top two platforms in the Philippines. So tell us a bit more about advertising on Facebook. What are the basic principles you want people to know, which they can do a deep dive later on when they enter the Ads Level Up class?
The structure in itself, yung technicalities, accessing stuff, it's almost the same. Magkapareho yung itsura nila sa platform. However, yung behavior ng audience when doing Facebook and Instagram is totally different from TikTok. Since TikTok is a visual and emotion, it's a video platform, it's a visual platform. So if you're trying to do advertisements or any type of marketing in TikTok, it should be very, very engaging. It's like you have to make the people stop scrolling in just 3 seconds. If not, they will scroll up. Wala na silang ulit pakialam. So the most important thing for a social, probably a digital marketing person or a business, is you make sure that you have high quality videos and highly engaging videos. So by engaging them, it's easier, it's easier for them to get hooked. And then when they get hooked, they learn about what you're selling, what you're telling in your video. So it's more on the visuals and video side for TikTok. And medyo short na rin yung span ng attention span ng mga taos na nasa TikTok. So as concise as possible. So dapat in the first 3 seconds, you get their attention. In the at least 45 seconds, nandun na lahat ng thoughts ng gusto mong ibenta sa kanila or ng gusto mong ipakita sa kanila. Whereas sa Facebook naman, people are keen to reading captions still. So
okay. Before I go to Facebook, can I just go ask one more question about TikTok? I like the idea when you say highly engaging videos. I'm sure you've studied them all, but what are the basic principles for highly engaging videos? Can you just break that down for us?
Okay. So usually highly engaging videos will have directly catching the attention of the audience. So for example, I also have clients for influencer marketing. So what we teach our content creators is you have to call out the right audience or the right people in the first 3 seconds. Or if not the right people or the right audience, call out a problem. Tell the solution immediately. What's the overview?
Okay, I got that. Parang, like in advertising before, matagal yung problem setup. Di ba? I mean, okay. When you watch an ad, basically, for those, you know, for those who do advertising, right? You start to build up the problem and you give the benefit at the end, and then you, that's the end of the story. But now, you've got to make it very, you have to compress it right now. Exactly. Here's the problem, kagad, and here's the benefit, right? Is that correct?
The hook really should be in the first 3 seconds. So if you're sharing a solution, 3 seconds, dapat alam na nila na solution to. If you're sharing, if you're calling out somebody, dapat in 3 seconds, ma-call out mo na sila. So the very first three seconds, at least 3 to 5 seconds are crucial sa TikTok. Para maging engaged yung mga tao. There comes, you can now himay-himay, benefit, nice. You can now relate. And then of course, don't forget the call to action. So if you want them to buy, if you want them to purchase, that's why you can hear po yung mga nagsasabi, click the yellow basket, or click the basket here, or click, go to my bio, link in my bio and stuff. Don't forget yung ano, yung pong call to action. Same din naman yun kay Facebook. But yeah, kay TikTok talaga dapat, overview is in the first 3 to 5 seconds overview ng buong video.
Got that. Very interesting. So let's move on to how it's like now for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. For Facebook naman, since we have different types of placements. Placements meaning kung saan pwede makita yung ad. So we have our newsfeed, we have our stories or my day. Probably you can see it in the search part or even Messenger, right? So since we have the opportunity to have different placements, then you can at least explain in the caption or in the text area kung ano ba yung nandoon sa video mo. So you have at least the ability to help the visuals, no, through text. So for Facebook, it's also important to have the hook in the first 3 to 5 seconds. It's also important to call out kami yung what works also in the strategy. We also put out sa banner or sa headline, what exactly am I talking about inside the video? Because Sir RJ, when you run ads on Facebook and Instagram, wala siyang sound. So it's also important for meet ads or any post to at least get the picture or get the idea na ano ba yung sinasabi sa video na to? Eh, wala siyang tunog. So subtitles are also important. Music, catchy music are also important in Facebook. And test lang din other formulas, but always end with a call to action. What am I gonna do after? Hindi yung parang you, especially video, no? So okay, meron ang ganda, and then what am I gonna do after? Am I going to click the send message button? Am I going to your website? Am I going to sign up? So important pa din yung sa call to action natin. So for videos, ganun pa din siya. It's between 30 seconds to maybe a minute, shorter, but I mean, the shorter the video, but if concise naman yung content niya, the better. But yeah, you can explain. And then if you're using send message button, kasi kay TikTok you have the yellow basket, you have possible forms. So medyo technical siya, but on Facebook, you make sure that you're ready to answer inquiries as well. So from the ad, then if they probably click there or the comment section, be ready to answer inquiries through comment section or through messages. The moment kasi na napakawalan mo siya or like hindi mo siya agad na answer back, parang nawala mo na ng konting interest ng tao dun sa product or sa service or to whatever you're trying to sell to them. So it's important to have that sales process in place as well. So yun naman kay Facebook. Algorithm wise, formula wise, when it comes to creatives or videos, almost the same. It's just that you have the ability to explain in a caption or in a box yung what you're talking about din sa ano, sa video mo or creative mo.
It makes sense. I hope you mind. I'll interrupt you a bit just because I have some questions also about the Facebook format before we finally move on to Instagram. And the question is, I know that they're what you call, so people also, when they get to the ads level up, you can also help them because when they boost ads, there's a ads targeting, right? Or how to boost properly ads. And I guess that's something that we can't tackle all here right now, which takes a class to tackle. But there's a difference between what they call a boost and a dark boost. Can you explain the difference between both?
I'm not sure about the dark boost, but the two ways for us to run ads or do paid promotions on Facebook, actually it also applies to Instagram because it's the same platform. It's the same principle, but two sister platforms, something like that. So we have the boost where you can readily access it through your organic post, and then you'll see the highlighted blue button with boost post.
Yes.
And you also have the ones being run through the ads manager. So that's how we do it, ads manager. Nung difference nila, when you do boost posts, there, definitely, you will have the reach, you will have the awareness. You can probably get all the increase that you need. You can probably get the sales that you'll get. However, it's very limited. So since you're only using one, kung ano lang yung organic post mo, and then you probably have this kind of targeting, you have limitations in terms of excluding audiences, in terms of selecting talaga what is your interest targeting. So it's a different thing. While when you use the ads manager, you can tweak everything in the platform in terms of excluding people that you, or excluding interest, excluding audiences that you don't want to be included in your targeting. Or probably you want to target the behavior. That's how it works in the ads manager. And basically, you can also keep all data from ads, for all data that interacted to your ad or to your page, no, doon sa ads manager. So that's also one thing that, that's why we're pushing, we're teaching people to use ads manager just instead of boost post. So mas okay pa rin po talaga sa ads manager.
So boost post kind of like you leave it up to Facebook's algorithm to just boost it the way that they see it fit, right? Mm-hmm. Parang ganyan. But yes, if you do ads manager, you can customize it exactly how you think to the audience that you think is the correct fit for your product or service. Tama ba ako?
Yes, yes, correct. And also, sir, when you use Ads Manager, if you don't want to like expose content or like creatives or posts na merong mga pricing and stuff, you only want it to happen sa ads, then hindi siya makikita sa newsfeed or dun sa Facebook page ninyo. So it's like the hidden post, no? Yun yung naka-hide na post. Just because it's only just running as an ad, not really as an organic post. So, medyo masi-segregate mo din if your strategy in organic is simply educating versus if your strategy in doing ads is selling. So, mas mahihiwalay mo sila. So, it's a lot better.
So, you can do several, I mean, for people who don't know, you can do actually several ads with different objectives each.
Correct.
Which is the best for your business, or what they call, you know, you can do beta testing. You test two different ads for a specific product, which one is the better market. Of course, you learn all these things in ads level up much, much better than I can talk about here right now, no? And I have another interesting question about Facebook and videos, no? But before that one, really great question coming in from one of the people watching here right now. Kay Boss, kay Avi Eliazar, 645, kailangan ba na maging marketing graduate ka para matuto mag-ads?
Ano to, since we're teaching aspiring freelancers, hindi naman. So I think this is gonna be a discussion, no? So since we're opening the platform, we're opening the program to all walks of life, sa ads level up, hindi kailangan maging marketing graduate or communication graduate. Hindi naman natin siya nare-require. But of course, if you're a graduate of communication, advertising, marketing, advantage talaga siya. Because you're able to put all the theoretical principles from school to the ads, mas madali mo may ko-communicate. Versus, I'm not saying naman na hindi effective kapag hindi ka graduate, because you can also learn from it. But it's easier for us to pick up at least, no? Kasi natutunan na din natin siya sa school. But for ads level up, it's not a requirement. Anyone can actually join. As young as 18, because you need an ID, and as old as a senior. So, pwedeng-pwede. Walang problema.
Got that. Ito naman, one more question from Victor Biscocho. Sa boost post ngayon, pwede ka na din po mag-target ng gusto mong market o mga taong gusto mong matap. Ano po pag pinagkaibahan niya sa targeting sa ads manager? I think that's what we explained earlier on, no? Yung boost post versus ads manager. Mm-hmm. So, we went through that one earlier on. Now, the other thing I want to ask you about is that when you use videos, because I've been told that iba yung video na ginagamit sa dapat ibang klase ng video ginagamit sa Facebook, sa Instagram, TikTok because of the type of audience that you have. Tama ba ako diyan?
Mhm. Tama rin naman po yun, Sir RJ. So, but usually talaga we recommend to test kasi there's no harm in testing. There are videos na nag-work sa TikTok at mag-work sa Facebook. But definitely, some of the videos from Facebook will not really work kay TikTok kasi iba nga talaga siya. So, ang hirap din magbigay ng template or ng formula because especially at the moment na sobrang grabe yung algorithm ni TikTok, it's unpredictable to us. Like, almost every day nagbabago yung algorithm niya. Magugulat ka na lang, oh, one day you're doing viral videos. The following day, zero ka or less than 100 yung viewership mo because it really depends. But the best way talaga is just to create more videos and then test. So, kay Facebook lang, depende rin kasi if you're planning to use it for ads or for organic alone. So, like, syempre, pag sa ads, mas strategic, you have the flow. So, you always have the call to action ending. But if you're just doing for organic, simply probably presenting, I think you've seen a lot of micro vlogs, Sir RJ, where a content creator would usually showcase or just showcase the experience, probably sa product or sa food and all that stuff. That can also work sa organic. It can potentially work also kay TikTok. It can potentially work also sa Facebook ads. So,
dependent. You can say that right now. There's really no one formula. It's just continuous testing.
Correct. But siguro lang, just to give an idea, probably at most 45 seconds to a minute or a minute 30. Unless super engaging yung video, then papanoorin niya ng tao. But if, like, for example, you're just testing, 45 seconds to a minute to a minute 30 yung usual namin na tinetest for new content creators. So, okay naman siya so far dun sa yung length of the video na ganun.
Got that. Before we talk about Instagram, I just want to greet people again here on the chat box. Shout out especially to Mike Gomez, my co-BNI elite. Hello, Idol RJ. Ganda topic. Thanks so much for listening, Mike. Really appreciate it. If you got questions, Clean Echo, very fast-growing cleaning company. I'm sure they can also benefit. Mike, you'll also benefit, I'm sure, when you join Ads Develop. Either you or one of your people go to Ads Develop. Tell us a bit more about... So we talked about TikTok. We talked about Facebook. Tell us a bit more about how we should think about Instagram in terms of doing ads.
Okay. For Instagram, actually, Sir Arze, when you do paid promotions or ads for meta platforms, Instagram is just a placement. So, meaning to say, you can use, you're actually using one platform when running ads, yung ads manager ni Meta. And then you use Instagram to place. Now, ano ba yung usual na nag-work na ad for Instagram? Mm-hmm. Visual. Instagram is also a visual platform. So, it's also important to have high quality photos. If you're using graphics, high quality graphics and hindi very cluttered yung graphics if you're doing graphics, but usually it's photos, lifestyle photos with a bit of text to highlight. That's usually what's working for us. And if you're doing videos, yung sa reels, no, the formula that we use for TikTok is also working for Instagram. Kasi Instagram Reels, for the Reels part, Instagram Reels and is actually trying to compete with the TikTok platform. So, almost the same yung formula na pwedeng gamitin. It's just that, ano man difference nila? Almost the same yung pwedeng yung gamitin na video. It's just that you cannot upload directly the videos with a watermark from TikTok to Instagram and vice versa. Because makukuha ng AI ng platform and then they will give you like a low visibility simply because it's already marked by another platform.
It's like you're cross-marketing a competitive platform on their platform.
Right? Yes, exactly. So if you want to upload both or use the same video, upload it separately, tapos basta dapat hindi sila magkaroon ng stamps nung pareho. So, ganun din naman, sir, besides make it more visual, clear quality photos if you're using photos, not so much clutter pagka naman graphic siya, if like poster type, wag masyadong maraming nangyayari. And if it's video, use the same like 45 to a minute formula. that you'll have. And then if it's for an ad, always have a call to action in the video. Sa dulo palagi. We put that.
Got that. So more interesting questions coming in from the chat box. From Olympio Sumbilon Jr. Came in at 6:53. Coach, kung may client po, need pa ba na sa kanilang Facebook na mag-manage ng ads o sa account ko po? Newbie po. But I'm, please explain a bit more. I know what he's talking about, but go ahead, please.
So, what we teach our students is you don't use your Facebook account to have the ad account. So, medyo technical siya, but when you run ads, you need an ad account. You need a business manager and an ad account. We don't teach to use your own personal ad account. We require the clients to have their own business and personal ad account, business account, simply because that's their business. So we don't use our own. So you ask the client to create an ad account or business manager for their own business.
Yeah. But you have to have your own Facebook account.
Yes, you have to have. Yes, exactly. So for Facebook, requirement talaga siya that you have a Facebook account managing your ads or creating a business account or business manager. For TikTok, however, you can create a business center even without having a TikTok account. So, very business. Parang hiniwalay talaga ni TikTok yung business sa personal use. So, there are maraming actually opportunities for business owners to do that. Lalo kung hindi naman ma-TikTok. But of course, we recommend na if you want to run ads through TikTok, you have to at least have the feels on how it goes sa FYP or dun sa For You page. So, at least you have your own, your own TikTok account for browsing kung hindi ka content creator, just to learn from others.
Got that. And one more question from Jan Vince Buizon at 6:54 p.m. If you're a business owner, when would you know when you're ready to use ads as part of your marketing strategy? Great question. Please go ahead.
Actually, sinasabi ko dito palagi, when you're ready to invest more. Because doing ads is an investment. It can, pwedeng masunog yung budget. Pwedeng scale up ka talaga ng bigla-bigla din. So, if you have the budget and if you can risk a certain amount to run as your ad budget, then go ahead. You can run as low as 100 pesos. You can, for Facebook and Instagram, mababa lang naman siya. But of course, keep in mind that if you have a low budget, you're competing with huge or like businesses spending thousands, probably hundreds of thousands per day. So don't expect much. No, I'm not saying na walang results, but don't expect much from that certain budget. Now for TikTok, TikTok kasi like one campaign is 1,000 pesos. So minimum na ad spent mo kay TikTok is 1,000 pesos. But for Facebook, for us, it was 40 pesos. Ngayon, 100 pesos maybe if you want to test, if you want to try. So you can do that. And also, Jan Vince, depende rin siya sa objective mo, no? So, depende siya sa objective ng business mo, why you're doing ads agad. But definitely, you can start. First long as, again, you have to optimize your Facebook business page first. Kung blank yan, wala lang din yan. Parang, baka isipin ng tao, you're a scam. So, you have to put content first in your business page before running ads.
Yeah. Got that. Sorry, but maraming questions coming in, which is great. More questions coming in. One more from Evelyn Symbol at 7 p.m. Can you please explain further about omnichannel advertising? How is it different from just running regular ads?
Ah, okay. So omnichannel advertising is basically doing advertisements or doing paid ads through different platforms. So like for example, if you're doing Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and then for the same brand or for the same product, you're also doing paid promotions through TikTok. You're also doing promotions. If you're in an e-com business, you're also doing it through Shopee, through Lazada. So that's omni-channel, where you have different channels or sources of traffic, different sources of possible streams for your business.
Got that. I didn't realize we've talked almost for more than an hour. A lot of interesting things coming up from Frances. We're going to start wrapping up our discussion. But before everything else, Frances, in general, what are your best business management hacks or tips that you want to give many of our both freelancers and business owners here right now when they want to start off, so that they can start off with at least a fundamentally sound digital marketing strategy? I know you discussed many things, but what do you want them to keep in mind as they move forward?
Aside from the 4+1 formula that we have, basically, ngayon talaga, Sir RJ, ang labanan is the creatives. So if you want to be more visible, if you want to win in digital marketing or doing online selling, or I would say, or online marketing, you have to have the assets. Because admittedly, we can all do the targeting inside. Pwede mo siyang itweak anytime. Madali siya actually in tweaking. But it's the assets. The assets would be your photos, the materials that you'll be showing through your ads, the videos, your sales process is also an asset, probably the script. Yun yung important that I want to leave. And also identify who really is your customer avatar. Because a lot of business owners, especially for startups, they want to target all. Hindi, lahat yan bibili ng business ko. Lahat yan bibili ng product ko. But who do you really want to at least focus your energy muna? Then from there, you'll learn, ah, okay, ito palang gusto kong customer. They're not really my customers. So, ito pala, like I'm targeting young professionals, senior citizens pala yung exact, yung talagang target. So, you'll eventually learn from that. And initially pa lang, always have your data tracked. So, doing things online, most platforms, especially if you're using their business, the business side, they always provide the data analytics. So, learn from the analytics or the data that they're giving. And from there, you can also create strategy. So, yun yung important na free for now. So, if you really want to win it through online marketing, assets is the important thing. Don't, parang wag pong tipirin, invest on your assets. Invest in quality photos, quality videos, quality materials, and then you can use it na to your business. So, what else? We're talking about digital marketing, especially if you want to now run ads. Think of it as an investment. Kasi there are startup businesses na iniisip nila, ay nako, masasayang lang yung pera ko, wala akong result. Or wala ako agad result. So, especially if you're doing it, parang do it yourself, di ba? Hindi ka din talaga naturuan or hindi ka naging knowledgeable about how things go or how things works, no? Think of it as investment. And then, you try to allocate for that investment. Because later on, you'll realize doing marketing and investing in your marketing will help you talaga scale your business. So, wag kalimutan yung marketing side. It's not always the selling, selling, selling. It's also the marketing that will help your business scale and get make it more sustainable. Ayun.
Thanks so much, Francis. Really, really sound advice. Again, for all those listening here right now, if you are interested to sign up for Ads Level Up, again, let's just show the website one more time. That's www.adslevelup.com. If you want to start getting coached or you want to start with the class, that's 20,000 pesos for 1 year worth of classes, plus some consultations as well, right? Within the 1 year. At the same time, there's also the community. Can we just mention the community again, Francis, that they can visit online? What is the community?
You can search MBA for Filipino Freelancers and Business Owners on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. It's a free community. So just search MBA for Filipino Freelancers and Business Owners.
Got that. And for all those listening here right now, we do hope that we've helped you a lot with your business and marketing knowledge online. Again, shout out to all the ALU alumni, and all those currently in the community. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for supporting both Coach Francis and myself. And of course, thanks so much to Coach Junji for having Francis join me over here in the show. Again, this has been RJ Ledesma. Thanks so much. We will see you guys in the next RJ Ledesma podcast. Thanks so much, guys. Francis, hang around. We'll talk after this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Bo. Thank you.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.